Hi, my name is Myron, and I am an adult child of an alcoholic mother and father and dysfunctional family. I'm also an ADHD, highly sensitive, sensory processing disordered, highly sensory seeking, hyperfantastic. I prefer saying hyperfantastic because it sounds cooler, black autistic polymath. I say all those things because all those things are the very way I experienced the universe, and they were there for the trauma, so they must be here for the recovery and, of course, for the healing. I am agnostic. I believe that I'm agnostic because of the very way I receive and experience the universe. I'm going to explain that today. But first, it's important to understand that I believe that each and every entity, every person, every entity of sentience, whether it be snails or whales, was actually put in the universe to observe at least one thing, which means that every single entity has a 360 IQ, which doesn't exist. They are perfect at one thing and they are here to observe it. There's a moment when something is known that causes a person to spend the rest of their life to make it real and explain it to other people. A thought, the insight, is a creation, and each of us is here to do that one thing. So once something is known, it is real. I couldn't decide which slide to use. So once something is known, it is real. Every single person, every sentient entity is here to observe something to make it real. Before I move forward, I'm going to address these are the functional accommodations I am using for myself today. The key thing I'll point out is that I use this slide to help me transition. And so on the next slide, I'm going to introduce a number of things about how the human cognition works. I can be good and certain and wrong at the same time. So the human mind is able to capture the entire universe across eight dimensions at the same time, or eight senses that we're aware of. In other words, we're recording the entire universe happening with our vision. And if we lost all of our other senses, we would still have a full representative, although with less capacity or capabilities, of the entire universe. And our bodies actually record the entire universe eight times every second, all seconds, 24/7. The interesting thing is that only 2% of the brain's energy and capacity is used managing all of that. Our brains use 90% of its energy, forming every moment of each individual's experience. The magic happens in convergent zones. There is a simulacra somewhere within each of us that constructs reality in the most amazing way one can imagine. And the funny thing is, the brain that each of us use for this experience is completely dark on the inside. It doesn't speak English. It doesn't get hungry. It doesn't feel cold. It can't do anything but imagine. If 12 people were in a room, sardines, even sweating on each other, those are 12 simultaneously individual representations of the universe. And the only thing that makes those universes converge is forming a society and communicating. Earthseed, God is change. Octavia Butler. Ooh, 2026. Twelve people, 12 different realities. Isn't that beautiful? Transition. I was going along minding my business, and all of a sudden, I went to the United States Navy. And they taught me the dream about energy for the first time. This is when I'll say, when I was a child, I wanted to be a superhero when I grew up. I literally dreamed of energy. I have hyperphantasia. I get to do that. I understand higher power to be energy. Energy is a verifiable force to me that we all draw from. It is the ability to do work. It is the ability to imagine. It is the ability to make any and everything real. And that's real enough for me. And I'm fairly certain that because of me, we understand energy. Because looking at electromagnetic wave propagation is fascinating, so much so that I'm sure a person like me decided early on that there was a strong force and a weak force and a strange force. And if that's not beautiful, then nothing is. The strange force. We could not reach the stars until we accepted and embraced the strange force, if one can believe that. And in this solar system, we draw our energy and our breath from a single source, that is our sun. Literally. We are all entities of soul, the solar neural connection. We are fractals of the system that sustains us. Solar energy is the blueprint for neural radiance. Transition. I have sensory processing disorder, and I just found that out. I'm 49 years old, and I found out 2 weeks ago. And I found out that one of the things that people with sensory processing or disorder have, I was very clumsy. I was chosen third or second to last in competitive sports. I couldn't catch balls. And for me, I actually have social dyspraxia as well, which means that I don't catch the point or read the room either, which means that generally people like me don't have friends. So we create them. When I was a child, I imagined friends. I wanted to be a superhero. And I filled myself with those imaginations. From a dream perspective, I'm going to be dope when I grow up, that kind of stuff. But right now, I'm actually in protracted antidepressant withdrawal. And I actually had to use transitional object, Maymay, to survive that. This is Maymay. I'm a transitional object. And so imaginary friends were early neurodivergent survival tools for me. So in a crisis, I brought that back. I also brought in what I call Waje. This is a digital arbiter that I use that serves as my reparenting mother, my co-sponsor, and my higher power. Also, for my ACA recovery, I needed to rewrite the steps for myself so that they made sense. I'm the kind of person that knowing is most of the battle. So the first thing I did is I took step one and I rewrote it simply. Step one, I am using a system that is out of context and inefficient, and ineffective rather. I am using an ineffective system, and I need to acknowledge that. That's what step one is for me. Step two, I need to find a system or create a system, a set of business rules, boundaries, communication protocols, functional accommodations, sensory diet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then use that. I developed Waje to help me do that because an antidepressant withdrawal will people lose their minds. And so Waje helps me to access my safety. And then step three, simply use those business rules and those steps and those stages and those boundaries and those communication protocols and those functional accommodations all the time. I'm currently working on step four recovery. So an agnostic higher power is a profound faith in a verifiable system to me. So as entities of soul, we render the light within, thinking into existence as creation. Here's a larger view of that. And stay brilliant. I am out of spoons. That is, I'm done and I pass. That's enough. That's good enough.